弟兄姐妹，新年蒙福，新年快乐啊
！Happy New Year, brothers and sisters。
啊，真的是很认同刚才 George 弟兄的这个的分享，因为我们特别是做牧师的呢，也是一个到处跟人握手，成为一个很容易传染的人呢。
I go around to people and I tend to share germs a lot.
啊，所以等一下我不跟你们握手啊，我是这样的啊。
So instead of handshake, I'll do this instead.
是为了真的是要一个警惕啊。
Be alert.
昨天是大年初一。
Yesterday was the first day of New Year.
你的新年怎么过的呢？
How did you spend your day, the first day of New Year?
我自己除了跟家人。那女儿喜欢吃水饺，她在学校学中文，说饺子是中国人传统的这个节日要做的，所以昨天要包水饺的举手。
Anybody did dumplings? My daughter really loved dumplings, and we prepared dumplings. A couple.
是啊，啊，她也学着做这个水饺，所以呢，大家一家人很开心的包水饺。
So my daughter was learning Chinese, and she was learning how to make dumplings. So yesterday, our family we spent time making dumplings.
你们的馅是什么馅呢？
What kind of stuff do you have inside?
就是啊，我也是，特别好吃。
We have the same fillings.
我们的生命也是，到底我们的内容，我们里面的馅是什么呢？
So similarly to us, our life, what kind of feeling do we have in our life?
那除了我包水饺之外呢，我在不断的来看新闻，关注武汉、中国大陆，甚至世界各地，因为这个武汉肺病一直的扩展。
While we were making dumplings, I was watching the news, checking out the news in China, in Wuhan right now, the coronavirus.
然后也在预备神要我今天向弟兄姐妹传讲的信息。
And in the meantime, I was also thinking about the sermon that I want to share today.
所以今天呢，我的主题是生命的蜕变。
So today my title is Life Transformation.
生命蜕变，中文这个字呢，很特别。这个蜕变的蜕字有什么？一个虫字旁，然后一个喜悦的悦的另外一旁。
So the character in Chinese is very interesting. Has the word warm.On the left, and then change on the side.
就是那个喜悦的悦的另外一旁。
And then on the other side, it's like a joy.
其实，这个中文的字呢，也是把它的圣经的本身《罗马书》第12章的1-2节呢，给我们一个很大的提醒。
The Chinese character actually gave a lot of representation from Romans.
今天我讲到的里面呢，我想有一个突破，因为呢，我在神面前说，我讲到的时候，一般的讲到就是，这个讲员牧师一直在讲，其他人在听，有些人就打瞌睡，有些人是在做梦啊。
So I have a little breakthrough today that I want to do because usually when the pastor preaches, I'll just speak up here and everyone listens. Some goes off here and there.
所以今天的突破呢，希望大家呢，我问一些问题，你们要回应，你们一起来参与，一起来。思想神的话，一起来领受神的道，好不好
？So today, my breakthrough is when I ask a question, I ask everyone to respond. So we have it's more interactive.
好不好
？Yes.
啊，那有回应了啊，谢谢。
Good, there's response.
大家有没有听过一个字，叫做 metamorphosis？
Has anyone heard of this word metamorphosis？
听过的举手。
If you have, raise your hand.
啊，叫做完全什么？完全的不断的变态啊。
It means
反的话呢，就是病态。
Continuously change the character.
就是从一个模式变成另外一个模式。
From changing face from one to the other.
并且是有一个阶段的不断的在改变。
And it's a stepwise change.
就有一个什么例子可以解释什么叫做蜕变或者是 metamorphosis?
Is there any example that you guys can think of that's a phase change?
是吧？啊 ，butterfly 啊，
蝴蝶，
从一个蛋，然后变成一个毛虫，毛虫在什么？蛹啊，结茧之后呢，就包在里面，然后就破茧而出，成为什么？蝴蝶。
So butterfly changing from cocoons into butterfly, the phase from beginning to the end.
啊，原来耶稣基督拯救了我们的生命， 就是要我们经历一个这样的蜕变。
So when Jesus saved us, he wants us to have this metamorphism of our life as well.
一个改变。
A change in our life.
而且是从一个阶段到一个阶段到一个更成熟、更美的阶段。
From the very first phase to the second to the next and to a higher level.
很多时候我们觉得，新的一年没有什么新意了。年轻的时候，或者是年小的时候，哇，新年到了，哇，穿新衣服啊，很有那种的喜悦、激情在里面。
So as you get older, you don't have the excitement of New Year like when you were as a child. New Year, you get new clothes, new toys, etc.
是新年改变了吗
？Did New Year change?
没有，怎么改变呢
？No, hasn't.
是我们的心态改变了。我们老了，我们没有激情了，我们对生命、对明天都没有什么期盼了。
It is us. Our hearts have changed. We don't have excitement for the next year, for the new beginning, new change.
我们在人生当中过了一年一年的过着，日光之下没心事了。
Every year it goes by and by. Nothing new is coming.
但是我们也知道，耶稣来是要叫我们得生命，并且得的更丰盛的。
But we know that Jesus has come to give us new life, to have an abundant life.
但是很无奈，有时候我们就是停留在一个瓶颈，就是啊。So what? 有什么？哎，也不会太差，也不会太好，就这样算了吧。
Yet often we are stuck at the bottleneck. We don't have anything better or anything worse. We're stuck there.
甚至呢，已经进入一种退休状态。
Even to a point that we are retiring, like a retiring phase.
真的是从工作上退下来的举手，退休的举手。
How many of you actually have retired?
但是他们退下来呢？不一定他们的心态退休。
Just because they have physically retired from work doesn't mean their heart has retired.
啊，我认识 Jonathan 啊 ，Jonathan 他参加营会、参加角声的服事呢。虽然他退休，哇，觉得他很忙啊，觉得他很有这种的激情呢、啊，继续的来学习啊。
I know Brother Jonathan, even though he has retired from work, but he has a lot of time and effort in CCHC.
但是有些人在工作的，在打工的，在家庭里面也是服事的，但是这个心就是。哎呀，什么时候 give me a break？ 什么时候能够啊，真的是去旅游、去游轮好了。
In comparison to a lot of people who are still currently working, yet their heart are feel like they're retired. They want to go on cruise, go on vacations.
啊，到底生命神给我们新的一年，应该在各方面有一个这种的积极的心，而且呢，生命的蜕变，不断的成长。成熟的，对不对
？So in this new year, we should have this transformation for our life, a change.
到底问题在哪
？Then what is the problem that we have?
很多时候觉得哦，的老板的问题，他要改变了。
So oftentimes we think, it is my boss has to change.
我老婆为什么会这样？为什么那么多年还是这样
？Or my wife has to change. How come she's always like this for the past many years?
孩子要改变，他希望他这样。
Or my children should change. They should be better at this.
我老公应该他。把这个坏习惯怎么还没有改掉
？Or my husband, he should change this. He's changed the way that he acts sometimes.
袜子还是乱丢。
Socks still all over the place.
啊，这个搞得一家都很不高兴，常常大声讲话啊。
And talk so loud, making everybody in the house very upset.
啊，他改变我心情就改变了。
If he changes, I would be changed.
我们这停留在他环境别人。
So we are so focused on him, her, that person, the others.
但是今天神的话是对我们说的。
However, today God's word is speaking to us.
所以保罗说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝谁啊？劝你，劝你们。”
So here it says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers."
跟自己说，神要我改变。
So say to yourself, God wants me to change.
一起说，神要我改变。我要改变。
I have to change.
好像不是很积极啊。
Not much excitement.
如果你都不想要改变的话，你根本不会蜕变，也不会改变。
If you don't even think about being changed, you
不觉得自己需要改变的话，你就不会改变。
If you don't think you need to be changed, then you will not change, of course.
毛虫有个很特别的，神给他的那个 DNA 的 blueprint 那个蓝图呢。它自然会一个一个阶段的改变。
Cocoons have a really special blueprint that God has created. They will naturally start to change.
神给我们基督徒的生命也是重生了我们之后呢，也是有个 blueprint， 也是一个计划，要不断的改变、成长， 长成谁的身量啊？基督的身量。
God similarly gave us a blueprint for us for our life to be changed so that we can be Christ-like.
但是我们跟毛虫跟那个动物不同的是，神给了我们自由。
However, what we are different from cocoons is God has given us the freedom.
神给我们有一个计划，但是他也给我们自由，要去选择，要去配合与神配合这个计划来成长。
God has given us a blueprint, destination, but He also gave us the freedom.
因着神的恩典，因着神耶稣基督的救赎，我们重生得救的人都是神的孩子。
Through God's grace and salvation, all those who have been saved are His children.
但是有些孩子是什么？哇，成熟长像耶稣的孩子。
Some are mature, Christ-like.
啊，有些呢，长来长去是老样子。
And some many years are still the same.
但是神的计划是每一个人，每一个信主的人都要长成基督的样子。
But God's plan for every Christian, every disciple is to be Christ-like.
所以，再一次的，不要把这个焦点放在别人身上，放在环境，放在我如果离开了这个工作，我就活得更精彩、更丰盛了。不是，是我现在我的观景是什么？我要怎么改变？
So instead of focusing on your environment, other people, turn and look at yourself and change the way you are.
所以让我们回到今天的经文。
Let's go back to today's scripture.
保罗提醒我们，所以为什么我们要改变？因为有一个原因。之前一到第十一章，在罗马书一到十一章，他告诉我们一个原因。
So here Paul says, therefore, it means there is a beginning. So from chapter 1 to 11, he gave us a reason.
他把整个的原因告诉我们，所以他讲完说，所以。
He gave us the reasoning from chapter 1 to 11, and then in verse 12, he says, therefore.
有这个原因，我们就一定会有改变的。
There is a reason in the beginning, so therefore we will have a transformation.
什么原因呢？
So what is that?
他说：“我以神的慈悲劝你。” by the mercy of God.
By the mercy, it says in view of God's mercy.
因为第一到第十一章，保罗详细的告诉我们福音这个好消息，就是神的慈悲、神的慈爱临到我们这些罪人。
So in Romans chapter 1 to 11, Paul emphasized on God's mercy and salvation.
啊，大家都读过罗马书哈。
You've all read Romans, yes.
罗马书的主题是什么？
What is the focus point of Roman, Book of Romans?
有没有人想试一试？
Anyone want to give it a try?
啊，因信称义啊，它的一个其中一个很重要的内容，还有呢？
It is by faith we have been saved. That's one of the main points. Anybody else?
第一章里面告诉我们，耶稣基督的福音，福音是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人，对不对？
In chapter 1, God's salvation is to save all.
所以今天，如果你觉得你的生命不会有什么蜕变的话，因为你没有听清楚 get 到这个好消息。
If you don't think that your life needs to be transformed, needs to be changed, that means you haven't understand the foundation.
你以为好消息就是我得救之后，我将来上天堂，我就停留在这一个消息而已。
That the good news doesn't, that you might believe the good news is just listening to it and then going to heaven afterwards.
这个好消息是神美好的计划，是当我们还做罪人的时候，耶稣基督为我们死。
The good news is when we were still sinners.Jesus has died for our sins.
显明他对我们的爱。
To show us His love.
而且他这个爱不只是让我们因信耶稣而称义，白白的称为义人。
Not only when we believe, we will be considered righteous.
所以第五章、第六章、第七章里面告诉我们，称义之后，被称义之后呢，我们的生命是不断的在圣灵的带领下在蜕变、在成长。
In Romans chapter 5, chapter 6, 6, 7, 8, it mentioned after we have believed, we have been called righteous, we will continuously change, be transformed.
啊，这个就是也是一个福音好消息的一部分。
And that is part of the good news, part of the gospel.
所以2020年，你既仍然在神的恩典中，在圣灵的带领下，要经历一个蜕变。
So in the year 2020, in the guidance of Holy Spirit, you should experience the transformation.
你活得不再一样。
You will not live the same way as before.
因为这是神的计划。
Because that is part of God's plan.
所以第八章，罗马书第八章里面呢，保罗说，他把整个的救恩计划告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 8, Paul mentioned this.
第八章第三第二十九节。
In chapter 8, verse 29, it says.
再次来接着保罗他说，回顾那个慈悲，神的慈悲怎么样临到我们这些罪人，是因为他预先所知的，二十九节，他预先所知道的就预先定下，效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多兄弟中做长子。预先所定下的人又什么招？所招来的人呢，又称他们为义；所称为义的人呢，又叫他们得荣耀。
In Romans chapter 8, verse 29 to 30, it says, "For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called. Those He called, He also justified.Those he justified, he also glorified.
你没有感受到神对你的慈悲、慈爱、怜悯吗？
Do you not feel God's mercy and His goodness to you?
以前我们活在罪中，我们亏欠了神的荣耀，这全部是罗马书讲的。
In the past, we lived in our sin and forsake the glory of God.
如果我们还是照着旧的样式，不去不断的会更新改变的话呢，我们也是继续在亏欠神的荣耀。
If we still live in sin and still live the way that we used to, then we're still sinning against God.
但是感谢主，现在我们不同了。
However, thank the Lord, we are no longer the same.
我们甚至信了耶稣之后，偶尔也有软弱，也有跌倒，也有犯罪的时候。
Of course, after we believe, we still have weaknesses, we still fall.
但是神的慈悲怜悯临到我们。
Yet God's mercy has been upon us.
因为罗马书第六章说，我们里面的这个律，第七章里面讲到。我们是属灵的，我们是属耶稣基督的了。
Because in Romans chapter 6:7 it says we belong to God, we belong to Spirit.
我们不再顺从这个罪的律，这个世界的那种的罪的律来行事为人了。
We no longer follow the laws of this world, the law of sin.
这是神赐给我们的恩典和他的怜悯临到我们。
And it is the grace and mercy of God upon us.
刚才说称义。他知道呼召称义效法耶稣得荣耀，你看见不同的 life stage， 不同的阶段。
So here we already mentioned he foreknew and then predestined and then we conform to the likeness of God's son.
跟着我一起说，神知道我。
So God first knew me.
神呼召我。
He has called me.
神称我为义。
You call me righteous.
神要我效法基督。
You want me to be likeness of God.
神要我的生命荣耀他。
He wants my life to glorify him.
这是神永恒的计划。
That is eternal plan that God has for us.
而且，就好像那个毛虫的这个 metamorphosis 这个蜕变一样，是那个 DNA 已经在我们里面。
Just like metamorphism of cocoons, the DNA is already within us.
因为圣灵重生了我。
Because the Holy Spirit has revived us.
所以你今天有一个渴慕成长，因为圣灵催逼你、催促你。
So today when we have the eagerness to grow, it's because the Holy Spirit is pushing us.
有时候我们消灭圣灵的感动，导致圣灵会担忧，我们就不成长。
So often we set aside, we put down the Holy Spirit that is working in us. So therefore we won't grow.
保罗说：“我以神的慈悲劝你。”你要看见是神的慈悲拯救，而且使我们成长，使我们荣耀他。
So here Paul says, in view of God's mercy, he urges us to grow.
那生命的蜕变，那我该做什么呢？
So in terms of life transformation, what should we do?
他说将身体献上。
And he says to offer your bodies.
另外一个意思就是将身体呈现。
To offer your body up.
Present.
Present.Present your body.
很多时候我们把我们的生命 我们自己隐藏，我们在逃避。
Oftentimes we hide ourselves.
我们面对夫妻的关系，我们面对教育儿女的问题，或者是我们面对自己的软弱，我们可能是 戴着一个面具啊，还好还好，但是其实自己在逃避。
When we face relationship with our partners or teaching children or our own weaknesses, we put on a mask, pretending everything is okay.
以致我们越来越躲藏，越来越甚至虚假。
To a point we're hiding more and more, that we are very fake.
我们不敢来面对承认我们的真我。
We're afraid to admit, the true self.
那这样的一个状态叫什么呢？
So what do we call the stage that we are in?
耶稣常常责备的人是什么？
Who do Jesus usually rebuke?
他们所讲所做的很属灵。
What they say is very spiritual.
但是他里面的他是远离神的。
However, within them, they're very, very far away from God.
他是没有生命的。
They don't have a true life.
身体献上。
Offering your bodies up.
是不是只是我们的这个肉体身体呢？
Is it just your physical body?
如果一个身体没有生命是什么？
If a body doesn't have life, what do you consider that?
是什么？尸体。
You consider a corpse.
但是，因着耶稣基督的重生，我们的生命是活有活力的，是与神与人与自己是一个很有活泼的关系的。
But because of the resurrection of Jesus, our life is new. Our body have life.
所以我们要生命的蜕变，一方面我们要回想神对我们的救恩，对我们的怜悯。
So when we have life transformation, we have to remember God's grace, God's salvation.
当你觉得哇，要像耶稣，效法耶稣，没可能的，很难的。
When you say, "Oh, I want to be Christ-like," I want to be Christ-like, it's very difficult.
但是弟兄姐妹，我以前有这种挣扎，哇，神啊，你计划我要我像基督，我怎么能够像基督呢
？I had this struggle, because God has said to be Christ-like, but then I questioned.
后来我读圣经就明白了。
So after reading,
效法基督，像基督是一个方向。
After reading the Bible, I understood Christ-like is actually a direction.
是一个目标。
It is a destination that we, yeah.
你想一想，如果你人生没有目标的话，你像谁啊？
If you don't have a goal in life, then what do you want to be?
肯定我就像哇，那个人赚很多钱，他哇开的车很好，他到处去坐游轮啊，我要像他。
Or if you see someone, oh, they earn so much money, they go on cruises often, I want to be like them.
啊，他做基督徒好像都随随便便，啊，我也可以轻松一点啊，我也要像他啊。
Or seeing a Christian person, you say, oh, they're just doing whatever they want, maybe I should be like them, I can do whatever I want to.
所以神给我们有一个完美的基督耶稣成了肉身的基督，来让我们像他效法。
So God has given us the perfect Jesus, who is Christ, so that we can be Christ-like.
不要忘记他是成为了人的耶稣。
We have to remember Jesus has came into this earth to become fully man.
而且他重生了我们，借着神的灵住在我们里面，使我们越来帮助我们要像他。
And through him we have a resurrected life, so that we can be more like Christ.
所以当我们每一天有这样的一个目标的时候，就算是你过去一年没有达到100分，你起码有一个方向，有个目标，你已经有进步了。
So when you have a goal and a direction to be Christ-like, even if you don't have even if you didn't meet 100%, you are headed towards that direction. It's already an improvement.
我在哪里不够，我就靠着圣灵的大能，靠着我的谦卑顺服，继续的成长。
Wherever we are lacking, through the help of Holy Spirit, we can head towards it humbly.
所以把自己的真我、生命献上。
So offering our true self, our body up.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
啊，这个活祭呢，它就把它成为一个，其实原文的意思就当作一个祭物，然后他就用了三个形容词呢，形容这个祭物，形容你跟我该怎么样把。
So here I mentioned about the living sacrifice. It uses three examples, three words to describe what sacrifice, living sacrifice is.
这个祭是什么？祭是怎么样的？
What does it mean to be sacrificed? To have sacrifice?
你放在祭坛上的祭要怎么样？首先，旧约的时候。
In the Old Testament, what does it have to be like a sacrifice?
啊，要宰杀，要摆在坛上被火烧。啊，哇，听起来都很恐怖了。
So the sacrificial item it has to be dead and placed on the sacrificial stand.
但是你想一想，如果我们不把自己的生命献给主来被他用，那我们献给谁呢？
So if we don't sacrifice our life up for Christ to be used, then what are we sacrificing to?
我们的生命要不是去献给主，要不是献给世界，献给这个甚至被世界的这个神魔鬼影响了。要不是献给耶稣基督，要不是献给这个世界。
So we can sacrifice our life to God, or we can sacrifice to the world. Sacrifice our life to the world.
那有些人什么都不想献的时候，他们是吧，自杀了。
A lot of people who don't choose one or the other, they kill themselves.
所以神给我们有一个恩典，我们知道以前的路，以前的那个生命是不理想、不好的，是犯罪的，是亏欠神的荣耀的。
God has given us the grace to understand that our past is going against sinning against God.
耶稣基督拯救我们，他要我们把自己这个新的我呈现给他，献给他，不断的来更新改变。
Jesus Christ has saved us from the old self into the new life, so that we can sacrifice ourselves up to be better and be Christ-like.
好，他要我们的这个祭，献给神的祭是活泼的。充满着生命力的。
So the sacrifice we're supposed to be giving, it's supposed to be a living sacrifice. It's lively.
对比一下，我的生命是越来越没有活力呢？不是说体力，是生命的活力。
So in our life, is our life more lively? Not in terms of physically, but in terms of spiritually.
还是越来越觉得没有意思了，真觉得没有这种生命的激情的活力了。
Or is our life very down mellow and don't have the excitement?
生命不应该是这样的。
Our life should not be like that.
应该是充满着活力 ，discover 哇，很多的兴奋雀跃。
It should be full of excitement that we want to discover different things in life.
就好像小孩子一样，哇，去到那个游乐场，好开心的到处去玩啊。
Just like children when they go to amusement park, they're very excited, wanting to try everything.
他那种心态。是有一种的兴奋，有一种的激情。
The way that they are full of excitement, wanting to explore different things.
说，耶稣说你要尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，并且要爱人如爱自己。
Jesus says you have to love with all your heart, with all your might, with all your mind.
所以他也是在鼓励我们，你要多点活力的，尽呢、啊，尽多一点爱呀、啊，爱神的爱人呢、啊。
So Jesus is trying to encourage us to have more love, to have more desire to be like Jesus.
来到敬拜，我如果很激情的时候，我唱诗歌的那种的感受，声音就不同了。
When we come to worship God, if we have excitement, the way that we sing, it will be very different.
啊，如果我看见弟兄姐妹，哇，是我的弟弟、妹妹，永恒的关系的时候，哇，我要。关心他，我要了解他。
If we recognize brother and sister as true eternal brother and sisters, I would want to take the time and effort to get to know them and care for them.
很多时候，可能我们已经把一些的真理呢停留在这里，没有触动我们的心了。
Maybe oftentimes the gospel only gets stuck in our mind and doesn't transfer into our hearts.
所以，保罗提醒我们。神这样的爱我们，我们应该把这种充满活力的这个生命献给主。
So Paul reminds us, the amount of grace that we have received, we should sacrifice ourselves up as a living sacrifice to share to others.
其中的一个很简单的应用，怎么有激情活力的来爱你身边的人呢
？One small application that we can do to have excitement showing love to others around you.
我特别的有一种感触的，因为牧师常常的跟人打招呼握手。
I have this thought because pastors have to give handshakes to other people often.
当我跟这个人握手的时候呢，他不是看着我，他是看着另外一边。
So when I give handshake to the person, when I'm looking at them, they're not looking at me, they're looking at someone else.
哦，很快就走了。
And they just walk away quickly after handshake.
我不是玻璃心，所以我不会那么难过。
I won't be too sad.
但是我就注意到，原来一个这样不真诚的这种握手是没意义的。
But I understand it's not really truthfully shaking hand. It's useless.
那相反，你很真诚的想认识这个人，跟他握一个手，一个笑脸，是个整个灵魂在交流的。
However, on the contrary, if you really want to get to know someone, you're looking into their eyes. You have this connection.
所以，把身体线上当作活祭，简单的鼓励大家，以后跟人讲话的时候看着对方。
So one very small application that we can do to sacrifice ourselves as a living sacrifice is when you talk to someone, look them into their eyes, actually really talk to them.
因为看着对方，其实这句话里面已经有很多的真理在里面。
Even if you just simply look at them in their eyes, it has a lot of foundational truth in there.
因为你对神对你的接纳，你很有自信。
Because you have you.
You have the confidence.
You have the confidence.
God totally accepts you.
You have the confidence that God has accepted you.
很多时候你怕别人拒绝你，你就不敢看。
Because oftentimes you are afraid that other people might reject you.
或者是你心里面有鬼渣，还是其他的想法，所以不敢面对这个人看这个人啊。
Or you have evil thoughts in you that you are not willing to look at the person in their eyes.
当我们真诚的、很 pure 的来与人交往的时候，可以看着对方，因为眼睛是什么？灵魂的。
When you have a pure mindset and you really want to get to know the person, you will look them into the eyes.
是圣洁的，分别为圣。
It is holy, set apart.
所以我们的身体，包括我们的全人，我们的手，我们的脚，我们的眼睛，我们的耳朵，都是分别为圣，就是归主。
Every part of our body is holy and separated apart.
圣洁。除了说有个干净的意思之外
，The word holy does not only mean clean.
还有一个就是，单单分别为主，分别归主。
It is also meaning that it has been set apart for God.
因为罗马书第七章里面讲到，以前我们的肢体，我们这个身体呢，好像献给了罪，做了罪的器皿。
In Romans chapter 7, it mentioned that our body used to be the vessel for sin.
但是现在呢？神称我们为义，我们这个身体可以作为义的器皿。
However, now God calls our body to be righteous, so our body is used as a righteous vessel.
我们保罗也说，无论你吃喝所做一切，都要为了什么？荣耀神。
So Paul says, whatever you do, eat, drink, whatever you do, is for the glory of God.
分别为主。
Set aside for God.
你的钱财，神赐的，我的钱财也是为主所用。
Your money, which is given to you by God, should be returned back to God.
我的家庭，我的家人，我们分别为圣来服侍主。
My family, my family members, we are set aside to serve God.
虽然有很多不完全的地方。
Even though we are imperfect.
但是我们是在什么蜕变之中，在不断的成长中。
However, we're in the process of metamorphosis.
如果我们停留在一个放弃错的方向的时候呢，那我们就很难成长。
If we just if we look down on ourselves and forfeit, then we will never grow.
然后这个身体是神所喜悦的。
And our body is pleasing to God.
是神看为好。
It is good in God's eyes.
所以我有一个操练的，就是当我要做一件事之前呢，真的是先祷告神啊，你要我怎么做？
So before if I do something, I have this application for myself is to pray to God and ask God, what do you want me to do?
因为以前我们被这个世界 program.
Because in the past we have been programmed by the world.
我们的训练，我们的一些的计划，全部是我，或者是我学到的一个世界的一个方法道理。
Our plans, it's always some things that we learn from the world.
但是现在。保罗说：“我以神的慈悲劝你们，你要把自己献上当作活祭呢，是神所喜悦的。要把那个 program 那个程序改变。”
So Paul says here, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, pleasing to God. Change the way that you were programmed in the past.
我听说这边是 IBM 的公司啊，在就在这里，而且呢，很多人做 IBM 的就。曾经做过或者现在做 IBM 的举手。
Those who work in IBM now or in the past, please raise your hand.
为你们的贡献感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord for your sacrifices.
因为带动了这个时代的这个科技革命啊。
It gave us a revolution of technology.
但我相信你们从以前一开始毕业的时候那个 framework 那个 program 啊，不断的更新，不断的在改变，对不对？
I believe when you graduated, the program that you used compared to now has changed a lot.
还可以满足这个时代的需要。
Because only then you can meet up to the needs of the world.
而且老板也会加薪你，给你加工资。
And also, of course, your boss will give you raises.
因为你在更新改变。
Because you're transforming, you're changing your ways.
所以我们以前那个旧的那个系统。是被世界被罪污染。
So ourselves, our old system, it has been contaminated by the world.
我们思想的方式，我们的行为模式，我们的情绪，都是之前的时候呢，是活在罪的当中。
The way that we think, the way that we think and the way that we work, it has been programmed by the world in the past.
或者是活在一个世俗的这个思想的里。
Or live in the mindset of the world.
所以我们需要回到神的真理，神的话，圣经就是神的一个 manual， 一个我们生命的一个蓝图。
So therefore, we have to return to the Word of God, which is the blueprint of us and the manual for us to live our life.
但是你要把这个 program 输送到你的生命里面，就好像你的电脑要写 program 的时候，你要怎么写呢？
So in the same way, we have to input the manual of life into ourselves. Just like computer programming, you have to input data into it.
我们感谢主，有圣灵的帮助，圣灵就是一位真理的老师。
We thank the Lord because we have the Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit who is the teacher for us.
我们该做的就是借着神的话改变我们过去的一些思想，借着神的真理来代替人的道理。
So we have to use the Holy Spirit and the truth and input into ourselves to change the way that we work.
我相信神在做，你也是不断在经历，对不对？
I believe that God is working in you and you are experiencing God's work.
所以那我们该主动做什么？除了圣灵在做，神在做，我们该做什么？
So besides the Holy Spirit and God working, what should we do?
希望你的生命2020年过去一年之后，哇，我在各方面有成长了，成熟呢。
Wouldn't you want your life to be changed after year 2020?
要不要
？Do you want to?
要不要
？Do you want to?
要。
Yeah.
真的是从心里面说我要，因为我是神所爱，我要不断的成长蜕变。
We really want to say yes that we want to be changed.
所以保罗就提醒我们不要再效仿，不要再 run 那个旧的 system。
So Paul reminds us to not be like the old system. Do not conform any longer to the weight of the world.
如果圣灵提醒我，哇，我过去一年常常那个贪心的那个问题又出来了，啊，那个毛病又出来的时候，那个怒火又出来的时候，因为我们那个旧的还在不断的缠绕着我。
The old system is still following us when we have greed or we have anger that slowly peak up.
或者是那种的。不冷不热啊，怠慢的心态啊，也是世界的一种想法。
Or if you have this lukewarm spiritual life, just continuously mellow around.
但是，耶稣给我们的一个榜样是，他不断的、尽心的来顺服天父，来爱人。
However, Jesus wants us to follow the Holy Spirit and to care and love for those around you with all your heart.
如果你不知道怎么样来更新改变的时候，首先第一就是想一想，我这个想法是不是属神的，还是属世的，还是属我自己的。
If you don't know how to transform, then you, every time you make a decision, you take a look at yourself. Is this belong to the world, belong to God, or belong to myself?
我做这个决定有没有一个圣经的根据呢？
When I make this decision, does it have a biblical foundation background?
我相信神会引导你用真理，也有圣灵的平安给你做决定。
I know that God will give you the peace to follow through.
除了不要之外，反而要什么呢？
Not only does it say do not conform, it also tells you to do the following.
所以更新变化那个字呢，啊，只要心意更新变化，更新的变化呢，就是它的原文那个字就是 metamorphosis， 生命的蜕变。
So it says instead of conforming to the world, it says to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, just like the word metamorphosis.
从一个啊英文说 immature， 从一个不成熟的，成为一个更成熟的，在不同的阶段当中，从不成熟成为成熟。
It's saying transforming from immaturity, immature form to an adult form.
从一个自我中心的，改为以神为中心的。
From a self-centeredness phase to God-centered phase.
所以很多时候，比如说我跟女儿的关系，我想更新蜕变。
So between me and my daughter, I want to have a change in our relationship.
因为我发觉呢，我还是把她当成学生一样，我是老师，常常跟她谈话的时候，我就在教导。
Because oftentimes when I talk to her, I feel like I'm the teacher. I have to tell her this, this, this.
好像哎讲了几句没话说，她也不回应。
And I feel like after a couple words, she doesn't respond back to me anymore.
但是她跟她的朋友呢，就哇好多话讲，很开心哦。
However, between her and friends, they have so much to talk about.
那如果我不更新呢，我会把焦点放在哪里啊？
If I don't change my view of thinking, where would I put my focus point on? Where?
他的问题。
I would say it's her problem.
他为什么不尊重爸爸？他为什么会这样的态度
？How come she doesn't show respect to me? How come her attitude is like that?
那如果把这个焦点放在我身上，我要更新，对不对？我要改变。
So if instead I would turn the point back to myself, I need to change.
我要想一想。是不是我讲话的内容太 boring 了？
Or maybe it's because the way I the things I say is too boring.
我的态度不对劲了，不是把她当成朋友。
My attitude isn't correct that I don't treat her like a friend.
导致她的回应就是一个自然的反应。
And then to a point that her response to me is a natural response.
所以我要改变。
So therefore I have to change.
所以昨天跟她一起包水饺的时候呢，哎。调整一下，完全不同了。
So yesterday when we were making dumplings, I changed the way a little bit, and it was very different.
真的。
It is very different.
你先不要去要求身边的人、身边的事改变。
Don't ask the things in your environment to change, the people to change.
甚至一个很不合理、很伤心的事，你也不要去 deny， 不要去否认。
Or even denying a sorrowful event that is happening.
开放自己。
Open yourself up.
我为什么难过
？Why am I sad？
我的感受是什么
？What is my feeling towards it？
神啊，你要我学什么
？God, what are you trying to teach me in this process？
你要我如何的来更好的回应
？How do you want me to respond better？
啊，这样就是在自己更新改变。
In that way, you are
靠着圣灵神的话语
，through the Holy Spirit's words，
你顺服神的意思。
You are submitting to God's will。
不要顺服肉体那个欲望那种私欲啊。
And,
我发脾气就发脾气，我该做什么就按照自己的老样子。
And not allowing yourself going to the same way that you were before, your own selfish desires.
当我们愿意这样更新的时候，我们在成长，我们会影响生命什么？影响生命。
When we are willing to change the way that we are, we will be able to affect other people around you.
不是坏的影响。
It is not a bad way.
是美好的影响。
It is not a bad way of affecting others, but in a good way.
连我们打喷嚏都会感染人。
Even when we sneeze, we're able to affect others.
何况我们的内心改变的时候，一定是感染别人的。
And of course, the way that we change from within, it will definitely affect others.
Amen.
Amen.
求神帮助我们查验啊，这个更新是查验。查验也要查验自己，然后查验神的他的纯善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
When you change the way that you are examining yourself and examining God's ways.
希望大家有一个操练。我知道有很多弟兄姐妹会读经、会灵修。
I know a lot of brothers and sisters, you do devotions and you pray.
但是呢，好像读了就这边进那边出了。
And oftentimes you read it from one ear and then goes out the other.
鼓励大家把这句话你读完之后啊，神给我有一个触动提醒，或者是甚至我觉得没有什么领受都可以， 把你真实的感受来跟这个圣经有一个互动。
When you read a verse or a Bible chapter, you see something, even if it doesn't affect you or if it gives you any kind of thoughts, you have interaction with it.
然后用这句圣经成为你的祷告。
And use that Bible, specific Bible verse or chapter as your prayer.
就是说，有一节罗马书后面他就讲到，爱人不可虚假。
For example, in Roman it says, do not be fake about loving others.
要殷常常火热，殷勤服侍主。
You have to be diligent in serving God.
哇，这句话很简单，就明白了解。
It is very plain words that you can understand easily.
就对问一下自己。
Then you look into yourself.
我哪一方面是不是也有虚假的时候？爱人不够真诚呢？
Is there ways in my life that I'm fake towards other people?
我要火热，我真的是不够火热。神啊，我的问题在哪？我怎么样能更火热呢？
How to be more excited? How to be more lively?
然后就把这个经文接着祷告，成为你的生命的一部分。
And using that specific verse in prayer, becoming your own.
如果你只是停留在 I know about God,
if you're only stuck at the point of only knowing God,
knowing
about God,
我认识神的一些道理，我认识神的一些属性。
I'd only know about certain characteristics of about God.
但是真正的认识神，不是 about God, 而是神自己，神成为我的一部分。
You're truly knowing God, not only about God, is being part of having God become part of you.
这个是 J.I. Packer 在他的书讲的 knowing God and about God the difference.
And that is the difference between knowing about God and knowing God. It's written by J.I. Packer.
求神帮助我们把在每一天神都有很多的恩典慈悲临到我们。
God has a lot of grace and mercy on us every single day.
他要我们的生命转化成一个不成熟，成为更成熟。
He wants our life to be changed from immaturity to maturity.
从一个真的是有亏欠神，成为一个不断的荣耀神的生命。
From a life that sinned against God to a life that glorifies God.
神已经定了计划要做成这件事，在你现在，在你将来。
God has already half the plan in your life. Current time as well as in the future.
要不要？
Do you want it?
要的时候我们也配合啊，我们也是顺服，将身体献上，也不要效法世界，而且心意更新而变化。
When you say you do, you have to follow the Holy Spirit, changing the way that you are, have transformation.
就算是有时候我们又跌倒，
oftentimes we still fall short.
甚至又听了魔鬼的声音，
or again listen to the devil's word.
罗马书第八章告诉我们，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？
But in Romans chapter 8, nothing in this world can separate our life from God.
靠着神的爱，我们就得胜。
Through God's love, we have victory.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
天父，再次谢谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your grace.
你无条件地接纳了我们。
You have accepted us without any prior knowledge.
接着耶稣基督真的是为我们赎罪，也为我们复活，带来这个新的生命。
Through the Holy Spirit, through Jesus, we have salvation and have this new life.
也不断地被你的圣灵更新改变。
And continuously be transformed by the Holy Spirit.
我们愿意靠主来活出一个积极丰盛的生命。
We want to live an abundant and exciting life through Christ.
是讨你的喜悦的。
That is pleasing to you.
不是效法世界的。
Not conforming to this world.
而是真的是从我们自己开始的。
And it's starting from us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.